Speed Jokes,
sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
My friend Marge Sipla is on a phone line. Marge, I haven't talked to you since when? When were you last on with us?
I was on August 24th, I believe.
And was that when you finally achieved your list of the 1,001 best WGN radio speed jokes?
Yes, and I got to come down to the studio. Yeah.
It was so much fun to meet you. Now, are you still kind of keeping a running tally of the jokes you like? Are you still writing them down?
I am. I still record them every day, and then I replay them, and I write down the ones that, you know, make me laugh a little bit more. And right now, I think I'm up to 212.
Plus 1,001?
Yeah, plus 1,001. This was, because I didn't want to keep going with 1,001. And then I decided that I'm going to end the list here. And then I'm going to start every year. I'm going to do my favorite speed jokes of the year. You know, so next, starting on a Monday or Tuesday, whenever you got the jokes, I'll have my top speed jokes of 2023.
Yeah, 1,213 is a lot to keep track of. So maybe now we'll dismiss the previous 1,200 and ask you to just keep track for the year. Now,
I sort think of that's a good idea.
Well, it's more work than I'm going to do. So I did ask you to go back through the jokes for the year. I have them. If you don't mind, I'm going to read most of them, but maybe you can comment edgewise, okay?
Sure, and you've got to read number three.
I have to tell you this story, Marge. So the last time you did your favorite jokes of the year, a lot of them were a lot bluer than we thought they would be. We don't tell dirty jokes on this show, but sometimes they're a little on the line. Am I right about that, Marge?
Yes, they're a little naughty, and I try to clean up my act a little bit, although there's a couple of them in here that are a little
smokes,
naughty.
Lady.
But you know what? I ran all these past my family. I said, I wanted to clean them up and, you know, make sure they weren't the naughty ones. And they said, but Mom, you got to be real. You got to be genuine. I went back and revised the list a little bit.
Steve and I were blushing, I think, the last time you did the list.
Oh, my.
But look,
they were funny. But they were funny, weren't they?
And we told them. I can't be critical of you for telling them back to me. I told them already. But get a load of this. The day that you were on telling us the dirtiest jokes that we told of the year, a teacher in the outlying areas turned on the radio to play speed jokes for her class. She said, they tell funny jokes on the radio. So here is a teacher standing in front of a classroom full of kids going, listen to this. An administrator walks by as she is playing dirty jokes on the radio because of you, Marge Sipla.
No, wait a minute. It was because of you first and then me.
Hit the music. Here are Marge Sipla's top 10 jokes of 2022. Joke number one. I know it wasn't nice, but I was in the Walmart parking lot the other day watching a woman who couldn't remember where she parked her car, and every time she raised her remote, I honked the horn. Joke number two, if liars' pants really did catch fire, watching the news would be a lot more fun. I had to apologize to my wife. I was playing a cowboy game with the kids, and the five-year-old kept yelling, yippee-ki-yay, and I finished the phrase. Wow, am I in trouble. Joke number four. Thank you, Marge. Joke number four, a sock puppet robbed a bank. Police think someone else had a hand in it. Joke number five, the market had a bad day yesterday. Some of my stocks did terrible. Northern Tissue touched a new bottom. Thousands of investors were wiped clean. Marge, I'm telling you, you're playing with fire there. Joke number six. I can't decide if I should buy an oscillating fan. I keep going back and forth. Number seven, I got a friend who's only 3 foot tall. They kicked him out of the nudist colony because he kept sticking his nose in everyone's business. Steve, Dave, I ran that by the committee, if you recall.
Yes.
And I believe it got a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean an okay, not a thumbs up. Joke number eight, I went to a college for aquatic mammals.
How did I do?
You know what? That should be, how did you do? Let's do that one again. I went to a college. Hey, Dave, I went to a college for aquatic mammals.
How did you do?
Graduated with otters. What happens when you use the fireplace on Christmas Eve? You crisp Kringle. And joke number 10, what did the third wise man say after his friends had already presented gold and frankincense? He said, but wait, there's myrrh. Let's give it up for Marge Sybil, ladies and gentlemen.
Keeping that blue streak going, Marge.
She never disappoints.
It's the real me. What can I say?
Well, every now and then, the Speed Joke Submission Committee includes one Dave Ennett, one Steve Alexander, Lou Manfredini, my wife Brenda, and then sometimes producer Pete. And, even Brenda said the other day, the dirty jokes, people like them.
Yes. They make us laugh. It's all about the humor, Jen.
Well, you should see the ones I don't tell. So
I would love to.
I'm not sending them to you, Marge Sybla, but I do think you get the essence of speed jokes, and we love you. Happy New Year. My best to your family. And if we don't talk again before this time next year, maybe I'll check in with you a few times in 2023 and you can tell us how we're doing. How does that sound?
I would love that, John. Every time I come on and talk to you all, I just get so excited, and it really helps make my year. And I really thank you for this opportunity. I really, really enjoy it. And I do want to wish you and your family and your WGN family health, hope, happiness, harmony, and much humor in the new year.
The big H's. And, as much as you may enjoy our silly little segment here, I know I speak for everybody on the show and really on the staff when I say it's people like you that make what we do fun. Just knowing that there's a Marge Sybla out there makes it easier to get up and do what we do. You know what I mean?
Thank you, John. It really warms my heart. I really appreciate those words a lot.
Marge Sybla, ladies and gentlemen, opening at Zanies. Working kind of a light blue, kind of a turquoise, if you will. Happy holidays, Marge. Take care now.